This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We started out this week talking about the fact that your life is full of God's purpose, that in every day of your life, God wants to use you in the lives of the people around you to bless them, to challenge them, to help them think about life on a deeper level, to help them see the role that He, God, has to play in their lives, to help them turn to Him in faith and trust in what He has done, to make a way for them to be right with Him and start a new way of life. All these things are there. And so we can live our lives with intentionality, not just struggling along, trying to cope with what happens each day, but approaching each day with this sense, God has something to do with me, through me, today, in the lives of the people around me. Treating every conversation with people around me, even the difficult ones, as something that God wants to use me in. Well, we looked at the reality that sometimes God's purpose for me includes taking me through very painful circumstances, and that this can frustrate me and make me angry at God. And when it does, I shouldn't stuff down those feelings, but get them out in the open. And how Peter, when Jesus said, I'm going to go to Jerusalem, I'm going to suffer many things from the chief priests and elders and scribes, I'm even going to be killed, and on the third day rise again. Well, Peter, who depended on Jesus so much and was so close to Him, couldn't handle those thoughts. And he pulled Jesus aside and started to rebuke Him and said, far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you. And Jesus' response was, He turned around and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me. Isn't that something? Here's Jesus, who loves Peter dearly and loves being with Peter. And yet He's just expressed to Peter this clear sense He has of what the Father's will is for him, that He's going to go to Jerusalem, He's going to suffer so many things, and in the end, He's going to be put to death. But God's going to raise Him from the dead. He's just shared that with Peter, and Peter starts trying to persuade him to go a different direction, that those things could not and should not happen to him. Well, Peter was being a hindrance to Jesus. Jesus knew what the Father's plan for him was, to die on the cross in our place, to make a way for us to be saved from God's judgment and saved to a life that is so beautiful with the work of God in it. He was committed to going the way God was leading him. But Peter, jumping in because of his own concerns and cares, tried to persuade Jesus something different. Get behind me, Satan. That is, Peter, just like Satan, you're trying to distract me from what God wants to do with me. You're a hindrance to me. Well, what's the challenge for us today? Don't get in the way of what God is doing. Don't get in the way of it. Do you have kids and God's at work in their lives, maybe even calling them to go to the mission field and do something significant that He's calling them to do, but you don't want them to go, and so you're getting in the way of what God wants to do? Don't get in the way. Don't be a hindrance to the work of God. Rather, join God in it. This is one of the great principles of living the Christian life. Find out what God is doing in the world and join Him in it. What is God doing in your life? Join Him in it. What's He doing in the lives of those that you love? Join Him in what He's doing in their lives. Become a part of His purpose rather than a hindrance to it. As you look at your life today and the lives of the people around you, can you see that you're being a hindrance to something that God is wanting to do? If so, come to God and ask His forgiveness. And get on the side of what God is doing. On the other hand, if you sense that God is at work in some way, and you've just been standing back, stop standing back. Get involved with God. Partner with Him. You see God at work, Get involved. Be a part of it. Whatever God is saying to you about your life today, say yes to Him. I'm John North.